No, actually, I do have one that's been on my mind since the beginning, which was so you, and it was kind of convenient because you actually brought it up yourself organically, so it's gonna sound hopefully like it's along the lines of what we've been talking about. You were talking earlier about how magicians are quite different from other people of the arts, let's say, even though by definition they're kind of we shouldn't be quite so different as we are. And one thing I've noticed is that a lot of the people in the other areas of the arts will have a lot of common interests and common places they'll study, where they'll study stuff like, narrative and story structure and how do we create kind of this emotional narrative. And they spend a lot of time studying that kind of thing, like the writer's journey, the hero of a thousand faces, and they'll get deep into that. And I'm sure you have, obviously, in your experience as a writer. But then when it comes to magic, I see so many people reading like magic books and magic books and magic books and magic books. But they kind of don't do this thing that everybody else in the arts does, which is study how to actually tell stories. And not just tell stories as in the presentation, oh, here's Sam the Bellhop. No, it's like tell stories as in the way the routine itself is constructed is like a story, it's like a narrative, even if it's not explicitly so. And so,
Well, yeah, we're doing that. I'm cutting you off. I'm sorry.
yeah, no, it's fine. I was trying to search for the right question to ask, but if you have something to say, then I'd love to hear it.
I mean, the word story has been perverted in the world of magic because you say story, they think, oh, do you mean like the Jacks or the four robbers? And they're going to go into the deck, which is really, the jewelry store. That's not what I mean when I say story. Using story in magic is basically just telling them why what you're doing should be interesting. If I drink this potion, I'll have the ability to do this. They need some reason, and we talked about this earlier, but what I really should tell you is a story I have told before, and I kind of hate to say it. It's a story that does not reflect on me particularly well, but it's what taught me what I was, screwing up on when it came to magic. As I mentioned, I was with a comedy group, Chicago City Limits, for many years in New York. We do six shows a week. And it was a good time. And some people in the world of magic eventually started coming to the show. And Mary Yedid came to the show. And he was a friend of mine that I knew through the Magic Townhouse in New York. And he loved this group. And he came very often. And he was very kind to me. He invited me to the restaurant in New York where Harry Lorraine and other magicians would get together every weekend. And I was getting back into magic in a big way. And I was learning more sleight of hand and more difficult routines. And I knew at some point Mary Yedid would see me do a magic trick, and I wanted to be very good. So I picked out a trick, probably through one of Harry's books, maybe Reputation Makers, one with a lot of phases, and you had to think and you had to do moves. And I practiced it for months, months. And I really got this thing down because I wanted to impress Mare with how much work I'd put into my magic. So Mare comes to the show one week, the comedy show, and he's hanging out after the show. We used to hang out in a kitchen that was associated with the theater. Well, he's there, and some lay people show up because obviously this isn't a magic show. Everyone's a lay person except Mary Yedid. And somebody asked me to do a trick because they knew I did magic. In the Chicago City Limits show, I'd very often do a stage trick. Pardon me, I'm going to close the door here because it's distracting me. You'll have to edit this.
Yeah, good.
Watch it on the TV. I'm hearing the TV really loudly. I say someone, like I live here with more than just my wife. It's my wife. My wife.
This is your way of building tension and suspense,
You
right?
can edit
Send
this,
in the
right?
storytelling
Yeah.
scripture.
Talk back a little Some weeks go by. Mary Yedid comes to the show, and he's hanging out afterwards. We used to hang out in the kitchen associated with this theater. And won't you know it, a bunch of other people are there too. And somebody asked if I'd do a trick. They knew I did magic because in the comedy show, I'd very often do one stage trick. Because, it would take 5 or 10 minutes, used up part of a 2-hour show, everyone was happy. Well, I I've been practicing this trick for months. I had the deck in my pocket. I'm ready to go. And I knew Mayor, who was standing to the side, was kind of like, oh, I wonder what David's going to do. And I pull out this deck and I start doing this trick. And it's one of these tricks, as I say, as the phases and the this and the that and all these things come together at the end and boom, 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 I'm doing the moves and this and this and this and you're this and you're that and boom, trick is over. And they seem to like it, the people I'm doing the trick for. And I felt great. Not good, great. I pick up the deck, put it back in the box, and I kind of turn casually, walk back. And I know Mayor will say something to me. I said, hey, David, I saw that trick. And I'm thinking, yes, you did. And I knew I was about to say something like, I had no idea you could do that stuff, or wow, you really killed it. But he didn't. What Mayor said was, you know, David, when you're with a group, you're great. Then you pick up a deck of cards and you become every magician. Huh. And wow, I wasn't expecting to hear that. I was waiting for my praise. And that is the best note I've ever received in magic. The hardest one to hear, maybe, but the best one I ever received. Because what does that mean? It means everything we've been talking about. It means you have to interpret magic. You're not just doing the steps of a trick, because then you will just become every other magician who's just doing the steps of the trick. So yeah, that note, the best note I've ever heard, the hardest note I've ever heard. And I think of that very often, because if I'm having trouble putting together a presentation, I'll go back to that, because none of us want to be just another magician.
Thank you. That's really revealing, and thank you for sharing something that obviously is not the funnest thing to share. And I love how you, it's kind of every, like you said, it's everything you were talking about, right? Being able to have that judgment and also being able to accept judgment. I think that's a great example of that, right? Where you could have very easily said, well, maybe not very easily, but you could have brushed it aside, right? You could have said, well, the audience reacted well, you know, like, well, but instead you took that on board, and made it into a huge part of the magician and creator that you are today. So thank you for sharing that. And I think that was all we wanted to do, just a little 5-minute segment. Unless you have anything to add, David, we can stop recording.
Is that long enough?
Yeah, that's fine. That's yeah, we just do little things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. I'm glad it all worked out.